1500 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. The holidays are a special time of year. All of us at Mel's Tire are thankful for your patronage this year. Your loyalty allows us to give back to our local communities. Be safe on winter roads with the Yokohama line of tires. Choose from Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, Avid Ascend LX or GT, or Geolander AT-G015. Merry Christmas from Yokohama and Mel's Tire. 915 Graham, Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
And one of our host sites for the KVOE Mitten Tree, Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 8th of December, 29 degrees with a wind chill of 22. And we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia Lions Club members Gary Post and Cole Cassidy. We're going to be talking about Salvation Army bell ringing today. Gary, how are you?
Fantastic, sir. How's yourself?
Doing good. Cole, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Doing good, thank you.
Well, glad to have you both in here with us this morning. Gary, let's get us started here because the Lions Club once again is being involved here with the Salvation Army bell ringing campaign and in a special way here this weekend.
Yes, the Boy Lions will continue a long, long, long tradition of bell ringing for the Salvation Army. This year we're covering the Blue Stem and the north and south doors of Walmart Saturday afternoon. One of the unique things going on this year, and something the Lions have done for several years, is we will match the first $500 collected.
That is great. So, Cole, what time in the afternoon specifically are you going to be at Blue Stem and Walmart?
We'll be there.
Okay, did we lose Cole?
Uh-oh.
Gary, are you still there?
Yes. Cole said it might be kind of spotty out in the country for him. So, yeah, we'll start at noon and go until 5:30 at close at Blue Stem, and start at noon at Walmart and go until 6 o'clock Saturday night.
Gary, along those lines, how many club members are you going to have that'll be, I guess, part of the bell ringing rotations at both locations?
Well, I have 14 slots I needed to cover, and we had that all done and had all slots covered, and then we lost a longtime Lion member, and his funeral will be up in Topeka on Saturday, so we had to do a little scrambling, but we got her done, and we're going to be able to cover that afternoon. The unique thing about this one is that law enforcement do the mornings, and for several years now, the Lions have covered the afternoons, and it works out well for both groups.
Also, talk about that, I guess, in detail. I mean, you said that you've been, you know, the Lions are essentially very proud to be part of this effort, but what keeps you involved here with an effort like this here, specifically this effort at this time of year?
Well, it's just awesome to be involved in this, and this community is a very giving community, as everyone is aware of, and it's proved again time after time with fundraiser after fundraiser for groups or individuals or Match Day or the United Way or whatever, and this is just part of it. Last year, the Lions portion collected over $2,000, almost $2,200. High point came in 2017 when someone at Blue Stem dropped in a $5,000 check. That year, the Lions collected $7,300 for the Salvation Army. They're always looking for people to ring the bells and stuff, and I usually don't have much trouble covering slots because it is such a neat, unique situation for the people who are ringing the bells as well as the people who are recipients of the funds collected.
Well, the Lions Club and this community always stepping forward and making a significant impact during this time of the year. With the Salvation Army bell ringing, and the Lions Club will be getting after it Saturday afternoon at both Walmart and Blue Stem. And Gary, tell us about that match one more time.
The match is $500 for the Lions will match the first $500 collected that day. I do want to, if we have just a second, mention another project going on with the Lions, and that was one of the things Cole was going to talk about, and that is Random Acts of Kindness, in which individual Lion Club members are sign up for a $100 slot from the Lions Club, and then they decide where that $100 goes. And so we're looking for people who might need a little extra help, and it's a person-to-person type thing. I know the $100 that I had, I gave to a lady who was sitting outside of Dylan's one day in her walker, and just a pretty unique, neat one-on-one. Yeah. And that was about $1,500 last year. And I believe there's 15 or 16 Lions involved in it this year, and a number of Lions even kick in their own $100 bill.
Wow. So when is that going to be again here?
That started already, right?
Underway?
Yes, yes. In fact, we're wrapping it up here within the next week or so. So we just wanted to highlight that along with the bell ringing. Anyone interested in ringing bells, they can go to registertoring.com and sign up to volunteer with the Salvation Army to ring bells. They have lots of slots open.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Gary, thanks so much for joining us. Give our best to Cole as we continue here and wrap things up. And best of luck here Saturday. Sounds like you've got a great day for the bell ringing, even though it's going to be a little bit chillier than what we have there the rest of the week.
Yeah, you took that snow out of the forecast. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, Gary Post, Emporia Lions Club member. They'll be bell ringing, and they have been giving away money. Random Acts of Kindness, upwards of $1,700. And, of course, they'll be matching the first $500 donated at Walmart and Blue Stem Farm and Ranch in the Salvation Army kettle this Saturday afternoon. So double your gift this Saturday.
There you have it. And if you'd like to be part of our newsmaker slots, most of next week is open. Rest of this week is closed. So give us a call at 342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com to get on the schedule. Tomorrow's newsmaker guest is Newman Regional Health Infection Preventionist Esther Knobloch, looking at a variety of different illnesses that are right now going through the hospital at this time.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham and Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive. It is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KBOE Live and Local, 728, 29 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Mark Schaefer out here at John North Ford Nissan. The 2022 models are starting to